So this is the question. So what's the meaning of initiation? So how many types of initiation, and what is the main factors in order to receive the initiation? And after receiving the initiation, what should I practice?
Okay, initiation generally is considered as the blessings, okay? Blessings, or it's considered as a permission to do the practice. If you look at the Avalokiteshvara, when you receive the Avalokiteshvara initiation, then it's just like you got the permission to do the Avalokiteshvara practice. Actually, the initiation does, initiation means that there are a lot of the different initiations. Every deity have an initiation, like Avalokiteshvara initiation, Manjushri initiation, Amitabha Buddha's initiation, because they have different Buddhas, so they have different initiations. When you achieve the Buddha, when you achieve the Buddhahood, again, there will be the one more initiation of the yourself, okay? One point, the initiation is also means that receiving the blessings of the body, mind, and speech of the dead Buddha. But whether you really will receive or not, it depends very much on how you practice the time of the initiations. Okay, then other questions. Okay.
So what is the purpose and the benefit of studying Lam Rim, and what the benefit for ourselves and for the sentient beings?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lam Rim is generally, it means the stages of the path, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, the Lam Rim is generally, it talks about the stages of the practices. Generally, when we practice, how we have to practice, they will be the stages. So Lam Rim is a talk about the stages of the practices. So Lam Rim also talk about, number one, what you have to practice, number two, what you have to practice, number three, what you have to practice, and just like the stages. Main purpose of benefit of the practice in Lam Rim to help us to eliminate our more negative thoughts. That is the main purpose of the Lam Rim and the main purpose of the practice of the Buddhism, to eliminating the more negative thoughts. Generally, very funny that the human mind is filled up with the more negative thoughts than the more positive thought. Benefit of the Lam Rim is to eliminate, reduce all these negative thoughts, the benefit of the practicing the Lam Rim. Okay, another questions.
In the previous meditation session, we visualized the white rays and the black rays. So we visualize the incoming white ray and we visualize outgoing black rays. So what is the meaning of the white and the black rays?
Generally, white always rays bring the more positive energy. Black rays more, it's released our negative energy in our body. So we bodies. So that's why when we're in exhaling the black rays, it is we are throwing out the more of our negative energy, what we are having in our body. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
So the question is, can I recite the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum Shri for my ancestor or for my parents who passed away a long time?
Oh, that's very good. Very good. You can pray for them and pray for Avalokiteshvara, may they be born in the Buddha's pure land. Okay, pray for them and chanting that mantra and pray for them, may they be born in the Buddha's pure land. Yeah, that's also very good.
And should I chant it every day?
Yeah, that's very good. If you can chant every day, that's very good.
So Rinpoche, the question is, because I'm busy and I don't have a lot of time to attend the class every week, so every time I listen to the recording on the website, so there are some times that Rinpoche will give the audio transmission of some mantra, and when I listen to it in the recording, we will receive the audio transmission of that mantra.
You cannot receive the audio transmission. You cannot receive like that way. Simply, logically, the oral transmission is something like that. Everywhere the sound we are producing, that sound with the energy, that's carry the energy. But when you record it sound, that energy is a totally different energy, not that the energy what I'm producing. That's a totally two different energy. So that's why the oral transmission should be listened by the life. One life process. To that oral, you have to listen it. What you're listening from the computer or the whatever the materials, it is not produced by the person with the living being. It is not produced by the living being. Whatever the oral transmission I've given, you just give a note. When I come to over there, then I can give the oral transmission, okay? another question, okay?
The other question is that when I chant the sutra, can I sit face to face to the Buddhas on the altar, or should I sit in another direction, not facing?
No. You can sit anywhere. There's no problem. Okay, you can sit anywhere, wherever you feel convenience. Okay, you can sit there. Okay. No other questions.
Dạ, câu hỏi là trong pháp âm thức tương tục của các mẫu thì quán như thế nào? So in the Avalokiteshvara Satana, this Jasampon, that is, this is we have to visualize the mental continuum of the deity. For example, we have to visualize the mental continuum of the deity, like the Avalokiteshvara. So how to visualize the mental continuum of the deity?
Mental continuum, that means what do you mean that?
Gyukul.
I see, Gyukulness is wrong. Gyukul's example, just blessings of the Avalokiteshvara. With the power of the Avalokiteshvara, Nogyuma have, now she started to bless you. Because of the grace or because of the power of the Avalokiteshvara. It is something that you have to think like
that. Yes, sir.
Okay, any other questions?
How can I purify the sins when I violate 14 Dhavon of the Vajrayana?
Then you have to take the self-initiation. I teach one time or two times at least in the bit now, so maybe there might be recordings. Just look at the thinkar.com, okay? Then listen to the recording and then practice when I give the oral transmission, or then only you can start the practice, okay? How to do the practice, you can search in the thinkar.com. If it's not available in the thinkar.com, then let me know, okay? I'm not so sure whether it's available in the thinkar.com or not, okay? Okay, then go on, okay?
So the next question is about the Avalokiteshvara Sadhana. So the question is, so if we meditate every day by visualizing the white and the black rays as above, so with that method, can we purify our bad karma?
Not like that. Bad karma purifying is a little bit different, okay? That maybe I will cover in the session with the beginners, okay? Now we are having a session, one session for all the beginners. On that time I will teach, okay? Method to the purify the negative karma, okay? Also, I think you can find that in the how to purify all the negative karma. I think you can find it in deepkar.com, I think. But I'm not very sure.
Yeah, but
okay, so any other question, okay? Okay, remaining question I will answer later, okay? Today this will be the last question, okay?
So when I chant the mantra or any mudra?
No, you don't need any mudra when you chant the mantra. You don't need any mudra, okay?
So my mother is visualizing the rays and the energy carried by the rays, and she believed that this method, this kind of practice can cure the diseases without practicing any other method. So does this method really affect to cure our diseases? Is that real or not, Roji?
Very sharp question. Very good question. Very good question.
Yeah, câu hỏi rất là tốt.
Yeah, so that's really it help or not? That's a very important question. Really help or not? We need a scientific research on this field. Then only we will know really help or not. So what I did, the scientific research, the shamatha meditation can help to reduce the stress on. You can just watch my documentary. We did that in the hospitals. We tried with the person who are having the stress and the very strong depression. So in the 2 weeks, we see the big difference. That I think you can see that in my documentary. So while you are talking, the practices will affect the disease or not. Now, in this point, what we believe, I can tell that what we believe, yeah, it can help for the overcome the disease. That's what we believe. But scientifically, if you do the more research, then I can tell you the more proof, scientific proof, right? But we have to get the scientific proof. That's how we have to do the research. We have the evidence. To get the scientific proof, we have to do the research. What evidence we are having in these old prayer can affect for the water and the plants. So we can see that now it can also affect for the humans. That is the what evidence we are having. But scientifically, we have to prove something first. We have to do the research. Then only we can come to the conclusion. One thing is very sure that your mother, while this practicing, psychologically, very strongly support, she will get it. Psychologically, more release, she will get it. Reason in the past 1 week, I'm in the Nepal, lots of the people now, they experience the fear is their mind. It is more worse than the earthquake that affected. Every fear, even now some people are telling me that they can feel that the one, even they're walking, they feel this ground is shaking because of the fear. Now they're projecting and lots of other things. Earthquake came and the wind, all the day, whatever it destroyed. Now the most thing is all the anxiety that's in the people's mind. Now even if the ground is not shaking, I met a lot of people, now some they are saying that they can feel that the ground is shaking, even if it's not shaking. This is something now the psychologically disease or the some of the mental sicknesses created in the people's mind. To remove that, now you need a one help. That is all the religious practice that does a lot of the contribution on this field. So now what I heard in the Nepal, the doctor told me that now the patients for the heart patient is now the increasing. These are the heart patients. Because of this, these are the fears and anxiety, the heart is working too hard. So that's why I have to donate the ECG machine to detect the heart. So they suggest me it will good when I give the ECG machine. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now today I will stop here. Tonight again I have to catch the flight, okay? Now to the flight to the Europe, so yep. I have to catch the flight, so I will stop here, okay? Okay, the next week, Sunday, I think it's a class for the beginners, though. I will talk with the very basic of the Buddhism, okay? Basic of the Buddhism for the beginners. So that's time, maybe if I can cover the few questions on the session, what left it, then I will cover it up, okay? Especially that session is especially for the beginners, okay? But you all can join. Okay, you all can join, but our subject will be the very basic, okay? Okay, next week subject will be the very basic of the Buddhists, very basic beginners, okay, some labels. So that time maybe I will leave for the few question answer session. So remaining questions maybe I will try to answer that time, okay? Thank you very much.